We've had almost 50 years of troubles, and it is totally amazing. And what most people don't realise is that the government actually made an arrangement with the solicitors, the law people, to do this process, as it were, on the cheap. For example, if 31 people had died in a road traffic accident in 1998, they would have been compensated a lot better than what they were as a result of the government compensation. And we found it very difficult ourselves. With literally, before Aidan was even buried, our solicitor was telling us, we need to get a move on to get this application in, because you only have, I think it was 28 days to have it in. And our solicitor was very good. He knew a lot about Aidan, so we really only had a signature to apply to the form, whereas a lot of other people had to start and fill out form, quite complicated forms, in the most difficult period of their lives. So, it's not a very good system. And when I hear government saying that we want to resolve the legacy issues and deal with the past, when you think of something as simple as compensating somebody properly for an injury or a loss of life, it's taken 18 years.
The figures, and I know people will say that money never compensates anyone for what they've been through, and that is absolutely right. But the figures to me are quite low, considering what all those victims went through.
Well, Frank, if you think those figures are low, the way the compensation system works is it compensates you for the financial loss that you had as a result of a death of that person, or in the result of an injured person, for the money that they would lose as a result of not being in a position to earn a living. So people that died in Oma, a lot were women and children. A child under the age of 18, only that their family received 7,500, and that, and out of that 7,500, the bill for the funeral and all the other expenses came out of that, and so many of those women, some of them were working, probably in low-paid jobs, or most of them not working at all. The system was very, very poor and very difficult and strenuous for the families to deal with. And I suspect that this is why there's still two outstanding cases. I think it mentioned two outstanding cases. Because people find it very, very difficult to come to terms when they look at, no matter what way it works, there's a value put on the person that you've lost. And we just feel that everybody valued the person they lost, and it's the inequality of the system itself that's so damaging to the families.
Do people feel insulted in any way that the value put on their loved one's life is so low?
Well, the thing about it is, you can, and the government are very quick to say this, you can never put a value on the life of a person. Of course you can't. But why put such a low one? I'll give you an example. In 2004, we had the worst terrorist attack in Europe on Madrid, where 194 people died. I personally met the minister in Madrid that dealt with, it's actually the victims commissioner. It was the first European victims commissioner. And how those families were treated, each family that lost a loved one got €1 million, plus a pension, and the people that were seriously injured got a pension and a health package. So this was a country who really suffered the same period as we have in Northern Ireland at that point, 40 years of terrorism or civil unrest or whatever title you want to put on it. But I can assure you the people that were affected in Oma got a measly amount of money compared with what the families in Madrid got. So, yeah, it does. It is a difficulty. I think the government would be better to try and work with the families and resolve that issue and let the families get on with their lives, because it's going to always be something hanging over your head.
It's interesting how you use Madrid for comparative purposes there. And, of course, Spanish people died in Oma. So
yes.
Spanish victims of a terrorist attack in Spain are compensated to the tune of €1 million, whereas Spanish victims in a terrorist attack in Northern Ireland are given something in the region of £5,000 to £7,000 or £8,000. It just doesn't seem to make sense. It almost adds, and I'm not using this as a cliche, but it's a prime example of adding insult to injury.
Absolutely. You know, what they do is, because most people never go through this process, they actually appoint a forensic accountant. This is somebody whose job it is to look at all the money that person earned over their life and the potential. You know, it depends obviously on their age, if they're of working age, how long they're expected to live. And that's a type of calculation that's made, and it's always made at the very lowest level. Very, very difficult. And I think that government really are saying one thing about dealing with the legacy of the past and looking after the interests of victims. But when it comes to practical things, they're not doing a lot.
And today, with people still looking for the money, some families still waiting on the compensation, are you getting any closer to closure on Oma, Michael, or will you not really see it in your lifetime?
Well, most people have given up on British justice. I am one of the few who hasn't. And I feel that there are certain questions that need to be answered. Of course, the terrorists who planted the bomb, the blame will never be taken away from them. But there are serious issues around the knowledge that government agencies such as GCHQ and MI5 had prior to Oma. We need to know why they did do certain things and why they did not do certain things. And it's these issues, if the government was willing to work with us, and we have a new Secretary of State, and we will, of course, try where possible to work with the Secretary of State and the government to resolve those issues. So let's hope before we meet the 20th anniversary that we will have answers and we will have some degree of closure.
Michael, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank.
It's Michael Gallagher up in Oma. People still waiting on what is a paltry compensation, but they're still waiting on it after almost 2 decades, 18 years since the Oma atrocity. It's 17 minutes past nine. Good morning to you. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.